Yes, and welcome to Food 101. Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. To create a unique, delicious, and outstanding food, you need to know how to make a marination. Marination is the process of soaking food in a season of an acidic liquid before cooking. In addition to these ingredients, a marinade often contains oil, herbs, and spices to further flavor the food items. It is commonly used to flavor foods and to tenderize tougher cuts of meat. The goal of marinade, providing a starter of preservation of meat, is not really important these days. If you get meat one day and decide not to use it, a day or two later, we just stick it in a fridge. We have only been able to do that at home through the since 1930s or 1940s. Because before then, there were fridges available for ordinary people, soaking a piece of meat in a marinade for a day would have helped inhibit its going bad for a short period of time. What are the different types of marination? They are acidic marinade, enzyme marinade, dairy marinade, wet marinating, dry rots, and wet rots. Acidic marination include marinate with bases such as wine or vinegar, or highly acidic juices such as tomato juice and citrus juices. The acid loosens bonds between proteins in the meat, causing them to unveil and loosen up. After a while though, the bonds between the proteins from again tightening up the meat and squeeze juices back, actually toughening the meat. Enzyme marinade. Papain or bromelain in fruits such as kiwi, papaya leaves or fruit, pineapple, and other more actually break down the muscle fiber. If left too long, they can do too good a job and make the texture of your meat mushy and spongy. Natural juices in the meat flow out. Your wet marinade will flow, but when you go to cook, your wet marinade that was absorbed just evaporate, leaving the meat dry and tough. Dairy marinades. Many feel that it's the only tenderizing approach that actually works. The calcium activate enzyme already in the meat, in the same way the aging meat does, which break down the proteins in the meat on their own. Buttermilk and yogurt are also mildly acidic. Wet marinating. Completely immerse a piece of meat in a marinade liquid. The marinade covering the meat protects it long going bad while it's marinating, but only for a short period of time. As a rule of thumb, you need 1/2 cup/1 ounce of wet marinade per pound. The item being marinated. Never wet marinate outside the fridge for more than an hour. Let it happen in the fridge. Dry rubs are also called barbecue pieces. These rub made of dried herbs and spices. Spices usually use salt, to break down proteins and drone over the flavors. The downside is that salt also draws out the meat juices. Wet rubs. This category includes jerk seasoning and Berber spice paste. The paste are basically often the same ideas as the dry rubs. Being spices and herbs, but mixed together with an oil or other liquid to make paste. Pesto makes a good wet rub for the poultry and seafood. Those are the fundamental, basic process to create a good food. Welcome, people. Thank you for listening.